All right. I want to get into some of the juicy politics of what's. So this past week, while I was on the modeling shoot, I wrote an article. Did I talk about it? I think I did. The article that I wrote last week. I shared the article with Nick and some of the other people that we were doing the modeling shoot with, and they read the article. They said, "Jesse, that's an amazing story." And Nick's like, "You've got to get it translated into Chinese. The Taiwanese need to read this. It's like, you're kidding. I mean, the story is off the charts. It's ridiculous. It's unbelievable. People would wonder if I'm joking." And so I'm, utterly. So right now, one of my buddies is translating it. All right. So then today I get a message that I've got a response from immigration. Now, it's doubtful, given the time, that they have sent me the visa that I'm requesting. I would be very pleasantly very surprised if they did that, but all history hath shown that Taiwan's government always does whatever will make them most liable for a lawsuit. And it's so if I had to bet, I would always bet on the incompetence make evidence for them against themselves for a lawsuit case. So here's what I've discovered this week. There's a guy that, in a word, he seemed affrontive and threatening. And in a word, we could say that he talked to me in a way that we could say, among other things, that he was undiplomatic. And he could have talked nicer, we could say, some could say. But I didn't go there. I didn't take the opinion that might be conventional, maybe. I said, you know what? This guy really cares. And he just wants to be nice. And I think I talked about this, didn't I? And I just said, you know what? I'm sorry. I've just had the wrong attitude. You're trying to tell me something useful, and I'm just not listening. I'm talking about something else. And I think other people probably don't listen. And I'm sorry. I'm sad for that. That's not good. They're wrong. You find them, I'll tell them. I don't want to be one more wrong person that you try to say something to. I want to be appreciative and listen to what you have to say. And you're right, and you're wise, and thank you. And I'm sorry for my bad attitude. Now, there's a lot that could be said to critique him, but the truth is, apologizing for his errors is not my job. And I don't even know what he needs to apologize for. All of us need to apologize for something. No one's perfect, okay? But the only apologies that are my business are my own. Why should I have an opinion about what other people should apologize for? The answer is, I shouldn't. So I just didn't go there in my mind. Just my attitude's wrong, and that's my full-time job. I'm going to focus on that. There's plenty for me to apologize for in my life. I don't need to worry about other people's apologies. So, as it turns out, this guy ends up kind of being quite friendly. Now, as I understand, as he's telling me, there was a municipality within Taiwan that was very rude to him, and they sued him. And they failed, and he sued that municipality back, and that municipality had to pay him quite a bit of money, especially for what Taiwan courts award. I don't want to give any details, but Taiwan attacked him and it backfired. And I've told him about my situation, and he said he'd love to sue the government again. Now, that's not a promise, legal promise. I don't want to say anything, but point is, that conversation went well. Here's a second thing that came out of one of my recent conversations with him that police are enforcing laws against skateboarders on the road when those laws don't exist. And so we're digging into what some of the technical laws are and basically telling the police, we're gonna do what the law allows us to do. If you issue us a fine, we will use that as evidence to sue the government. And if you don't want us in the streets, then stop ignoring our constant petition for good skate parks. It's like building a skate park is not only for skaters. It's for everyone because it gives a place for all the skaters to go away to. Skaters see it as, I want a skate park that I can go to. Everyone else in society, if they understood correctly, would see a skate park as a place for skaters to go away to. So it's like, go away to that skate park our tax dollars built for you. Well, right now they don't have such a skate park, so they skate everywhere. And skateboarding is catching on because of the lifestyle, hip-hop culture. It's expressive, it's accepting, it includes hard work. And whether we're talking music from rapping or music writing from beat making and DJ, or rapping and MC is another, those are two different things, or the art from a visual art from graffiti, dance, you've got b-boys, and skateboarders have adopted hip-hop culture as the fifth element of hip-hop. All of this has to do with physical skill, artistic skill, expressiveness, uniqueness, and it has a lot to do with self-control. And it's so character building. It's ridiculously character building. You can do it with yourself. You can do it with others. You can have competition. You don't need competition. It all works. And the balance, the ability to take hard knocks from life, body control. It's utterly amazing. And it's outright addicting. It makes people into better people. It's weird. And it's catching on for good reason. And this is producing people that are using skateboards in the roads, which is annoying. And so while people are doing this good thing that is annoying to society, society should make a park for them to continue to do that good thing so that they won't bother the rest of society with their good things that society doesn't understand. Okay, even I believe in Argentina, there's a law that every township must have a skate park because they see the positive influence. It reduces crime because the people that don't fit into the system, the would-be deviants, have something constructive to go do, and they become incredibly awesome people. One skater, he's like, I was into skating. Maybe he was sponsored at one point, and he's like, I went to prison because I wasn't skating, and I got caught up in bad stuff to distract my time. So I got out of prison, first thing I did, started skating again. This happens. Okay, so there's a reason why I'm so into this skating thing now. It's an Olympic sport. So now what's happening is, so, you know, the police aspect is one thing. The problem is skaters just kind of bow down to the police all the time. So we're telling skaters, no. If you don't want to be bullied, you got to stand up and say no. But you don't need to make a fight. The goal is to get a skate park, not to just fight the police all the time. So Well, as it turns out, one of the kids that just talk to me a lot that I paid attention to is the son of an elected politician. And I was just at the skate shop, you know, the other day, and we're talking about what do we do with the law? What do we do with getting a park? We, you know, they're like, we need a politician to back us up. We need to find some politician's kid and get him skating. So the politician gets all about, well, we've already found that guy. Because I'm nice to all people. I just love the kid. And I don't even know what his parents do. I don't know what the job is. And I don't want to. I told the kid, I said, you told me what they do, but I don't understand it. And I don't want to know. I want to just enjoy being friends and not have the pressure of knowing what your mom and dad do for a living in politics. I want to be friends while it lasts. But that's about to change a lot on the skater scene. And all of it comes down to accepting the hands that reach out to us, being willing to apologize for our problems and not looking at others. There's plenty of wrong on my lap. Now, you know, the situation with Taiwan, I don't know. I'll let you know next week to see what pans out. But I'm getting that article translated into Chinese. And I want to be friendly to Taiwan's government. And I'm not going to make them apologize. I just want justice, but I'm not going to get all mad about it. There's a difference People need to treat you well, but you don't need to get mad at other people. You got to focus on your own needs to be awesome. See you next week.